Welcome to On OC, the weekly podcast for the Voice of OC, Orange County's only nonprofit newsroom. I'm Norberto Santana Jr., publisher. This week, it's an honor to be joined by Nick Berardino, president of Valor, the Veterans Alliance of Orange County, and also president of the Heroes Hall Veterans Foundation.
No, thank you for having me, Norberto.
Well, it's a special honor. We've had to do a lot with veterans issues over the years. Nobody in this county, and I know that's sometimes in news that's a hard moniker to say, best ever, nobody, but I think it's fair to say that nobody in this county has done as much, has dived into veterans issues the way you have. Like everything that you do, you put your heart and soul into it. Tell me a little bit about veterans issues, why you feel so strongly about what you call America's most disrespected minority.
Well, I myself am a Vietnam combat veteran. I was
You're a Marine?
I was a Marine in Special Landing Forces. I was a machine gunner and was there through 1967 and 1968, probably the bloodiest time of the war. And I think veterans as a group, you know, we have only about 5% of the population ever serve, and only about 1% of that 5% actually serve in combat. So we're a minority that's probably the most overlooked minority anywhere. And of course, it's a minority that's made up of a great diversity from all kinds of ethnic and racial backgrounds, but those people make up this very small minority that's overlooked. And we're overlooked because it's, you know, people have freedom, and it's like, you know, when you have something, and only a very, very small percentage of people are the ones that make sure that that happens, everybody else kind of goes along for the ride and just assumes, well, we're all going to get here. We all have this freedom, and you know, it kind of comes with the car. You know, it's the brakes. You know, it comes with the car. It's nothing that is anything special, and so that group of people are widely overlooked.
Now, you would think that in Orange County, America's most Republican zip code, a place where most politicians wear American flags on their lapels and ties and seem very patriotic, that you would think that veterans issues would be gold-plated here in Orange County, right?
Oh, you would think, but that's really not the case. You know, veterans struggle here. I mean, as you know, we tried to get a veterans museum when the Tustin Air Base was closed, and many promises made, and a lot of effort put in to get a veterans museum there. And what happened was, at the end of the day, the developers went out, and suddenly we were told from a member of the Board of Supervisors, we've looked at it, we'd love to have it, but it just doesn't pencil out. And so we were, again, put on the back burner.
In your previous life, when you were in charge of the head union covering the Orange County employees, you were strong at the Civic Center when there was a situation there where supervisors had kind of put together kind of a makeshift memorial of sorts. There were plaques that they called the Walk of Honor that were along where the Civic Center general homeless feeding area was. It was kind of one of these uses that started to get sort of grouped together. The area was dirty. It was really something. And I remember you always going in front of the Board of Supervisors during public comment period and pushing, cajoling, telling them that this is no way to treat veterans and their memory. Tell me a little bit about that process of what got you to run out to deal with those plaques and eventually the solution that came out of that frustration.
Well, I think the frustration was, you know, I was active, you know, as the general manager of the Orange County Employees Association, which has been very, very strong to support veterans issue under the leadership of Leslie Nebe as our president, our new general manager, Charles Barfield, really all the time have been really strong in support. And we would walk down what they called the Walk of Honor, and there would be homeless people urinating on the plaques, people vomiting on the plaques. And it just broke my heart, to having been in combat, to think, what if a parent came and here's a hero and they see people urinating and the plaques were messed up and there was graffiti on them? It was heartbreaking. So we tried to get the board to move on it at that time, and that was kind of difficult. But at the same time, I was very fortunate to be appointed to the Fair Board by Governor Jerry Brown, and there was a building that was left over from World War II that was a barracks that was used primarily for kind of small functions. And that seemed like a perfect building to begin to put a veterans museum, because we had the property. And unfortunately, we had two CEOs when I was on the board, both of them saying, we can't move that building, can't be used for that. If we move it, it's going to fall apart. We have engineering reports. Now, fortunately, those two CEOs left. We got a third CEO that agreed to move the building, which we had intended to change to a museum. And we moved the building. Now, here's the thing. That building got moved. Not a single ceiling tile fell. I mean, that building moved is... The idea that it couldn't be moved was ridiculous. After the move, you could have had a dance in there and it would be ready to go. And with the help of Voice, I mean, you have to give credit, but Voice was very strong too on, you know, the dishonoring of these folks. We were able to get the fairgrounds and the board at that time to say, no, we'll have a veterans museum here, which we built and took the plaques from the Walk of Honor, put them around, and now we have a beautiful, wonderful museum there.
It is amazing.
It is amazing.
Wonderfully clean. It's very military how clean it is there.
Well, it is clean, and it will remain clean, I assure you. It meets all military standards for cleanliness. In fact, it's closed 2 days a week just to be clean because we have the names of all the vets that died in Vietnam that were Orange County there. The plaques have all the great heroes from our county there, and we have great exhibits. We have the best museum staff in the country by far. And I've been to a lot of museums.
It's a moving place. I've taken my boy there many times, and it's very moving.
It is. We just finished an exhibit on what's called Brave Minds, and it's about PTSD. As you know, we lose one veteran to suicide every 23 hours in this country. Every 23 hours. We can't get our arms around that problem. And it was a great exhibit. You could put on headphones, earphones, and see, you know, kind of go on patrol. And many other things that we've, you know,
had.
Why
do you think
there.
That is, that we lose one veteran to suicide every day?
Well, because veterans, as I mentioned, are the most ignored minority in this country. I mean, the Veterans Administration, I think last I heard, had 30,000 unfilled jobs. I mean, I go to the VA. You know, you get there at 8:30, maybe you'll get seen at 4 o'clock. I mean, the experiences at the VA are incredible. And I actually am lucky. I'm now in a program, a special program for combat veterans in South County Vet Center that is just combat veterans. And that program struggles for financing all the time because the VA is upset that in this combat vet program, they don't get to see the files, so they only allocate 1% of resources. You know, it's just an ignored group of people, and it's tragic.
Now, Heroes Hall, which is what Memorial Hall was renamed when it became this amazing museum. I mean, that place has turned into, I think every Veterans Day, we're all, in a sense, treated to be able to go over there and kind of have that remembrance and have the military ordnance that's there. Again, my boy likes to jump on the Jeeps and kind of see them. But it is an interesting experience how that's developed into a countywide honoring.
It really is. And great credit goes to the Orange County Board of Supervisors on that. They stepped up when we opened it. Michelle Steele did the first fundraiser. Todd Spitzer was the first MC. Sean Nelson has given $50,000 to that, to the museum. They're always there. They're always supportive. And now the Board of Supervisors, as you know, they're redoing the Civic Center with a $426 million project there. There's that beautiful jet. That's an A-4 Skyhawk, the exact model of jet that John McCain flew. This is a jet that flew in Vietnam. And to the graciousness of the Board of Supervisors, they are paying for moving that jet to Heroes Hall, where 100,000 school children and 50, 60,000 other people will be able to see it each year. So it's just going to be a great exhibit and something that children, because it's a teaching museum, and what we teach is freedom isn't free. It's not free. You know, you wish that the corporate community in Orange County would be more involved and more generous. One of our big donors from the corporate community has been Five Points Realty, which have been very much involved in the cemetery issue. But it's very difficult. I mean, we're fortunate. We have some donations from Southern California Edison, the gas company. But it's hard. You scratch your head why it is so difficult to raise money. But it is what it is, and we keep struggling. We've been very lucky to have the city of Anaheim, Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, and then the city of Irvine, and of course the county being the Board of Supervisors, big advocates for this. So we've been fortunate, but without that, it had been a real struggle.
So now the big issue that's played out on a veterans level in the last few years has been the issue of a cemetery. Orange County is one of the few places in Southern California. Riverside has one, San Diego has one, LA has a veterans cemetery. Here in Orange County, again, we do not have that. And it's been a pretty intense couple of years. I mean, you've called me on many nights, you know, beside yourself over the frustration of trying to find a place that many of your colleagues who are beginning to pass away can be at rest and that their relatives can go visit them without having to do long drives. Tell me a little bit about this battle and where it's at. Nobody's been on top of it more than you or knows where it's going or where it's been.
Well, you know, the leader of the cemetery fight has been Bill Cook, who has, you know, fought very hard along with many of his colleagues since 1998 to try to get a veteran cemetery there. And unfortunately, it has turned into this political fight between Larry Agron and his supporters and Five Points Realty. Basically, the Great Park was there. Agron, Beth Crom, some of the other folks that were involved in that, you know, really booted the idea of having a Great Park by a whole myriad of problems, including what's been termed as a couple $100 million of money wasted. As a result of that, Five Points Realty comes in, does some private development. So that creates this personal animosity between Agron and Five Points Realty. And so from that, the idea of building a veteran cemetery then becomes a political football, a political chess game with Agron attempting to move a lot of pieces just in an effort to punish his political rival or people that he saw as political adversaries, Five Points Realty. And I think it was just disgusting, one of the most disgusting things. And I've been involved in politics, as you know, for 52 years, and I've been in some pretty disgusting situations, some of which been led by me on the disgusting side. I mean, I'm no angel. Don't pretend to be.
But you think this has become a political football?
Oh, it's a political football. It's.
Now, what do you say to people? You know, we had Beth Crom on here not too long ago, and she talked about you wouldn't even have a veterans cemetery if the Irvine City Council wouldn't have designated the land for such.
Well,
what's your sense on that?
Without getting into all the details about whether or not there was land dedicated, the land was dedicated, there was no money dedicated. So we did get an opportunity to build a veterans cemetery on the Strawberry Fields, which is right there in the footprint of the base. Five Points would have built it.
This was like a flip of the what was originally set and then a different site.
Right. So that site would have been virtually free.
That was right by the freeway.
Oh, it's by the freeway. A beautiful site. Millions of people would see that cemetery and see that message and feel the sacrifices that brave men and women have given for so long to maintain the freedom of this country. But instead, because Agron and his crew, and I think that includes people like Beth, they decide, no, we want it to have on the original site, which is called the artist site. The problem with the artist site, which they knew and which everybody knows, you're talking about $95 million to build a cemetery there. Now, where are you going to get $95 million? Well, you're not. And those of us that have been in politics for, you know, as many years as we've been in politics knew clearly. You're not going to get $95 million. I mean, I've been involved in Orange County politics since 1973. I've been here through the explosive growth and all the developers, and you're not going to get it. But they use that as a red herring to get back at Five Points. And so where are we today? Well, once again, thank God for the Orange County Board of Supervisors. And by the way, you know, there is probably, I think the facts would show it. There's probably never been a bigger critic of the Board of Supervisors than me.
True.
I mean, it's been journalized for, you know, decades. But they stepped up and through the leadership of Todd Spitzer, DA now, and the other members of the board all stepped up. It was a unanimous decision to give us an alternate site because they know, too, you're not going to get $95 million to build a cemetery there. And that's what Agron and Crom and others were trying to sell to people. Oh, no, you're going to move it here. Are you kidding? That's not the way it works in this county. And they knew that. So now we're stuck with the latest from the new CEO of the city of Irvine, who I thought was, his name is Russo, who just came out publicly and said...
You know what, the city manager?
Yes, yeah. City manager. Who just came out and said, look, great idea, everybody, but it's a state cemetery, and it's time to be honest about this. Where's the money? Now, the state has said, under Jerry Brown, they would put $5 million. Remember, this is $95 million before you dig, put the shovel into the ground. You know, and I know, the change orders on a toxic area to clean it up, get ready. I mean, the airport had 436 change orders. The change orders, when they start doing toxic work, it's going to be huge. Where's the money going to come from? I don't even think that you're going to get $5 million from the legislature now, because Gavin, God bless Gavin, I mean, to get elected, he has made promises to the more progressive wing for all kinds of things. It's not going to include veterans. And we're not going to get $95 million. So I think what we said all along, as VALOR, the Veterans Alliance of Orange County, said for the beginning of this, this is a ruse. We're never going to get it at that spot. We're never going to get $95 million. And it was a trick, and it was tragic, and they used us as chess pieces, as often politicians do with veterans, because they love to take pictures with us. They love to take pictures with us. They love to get our endorsements. But when they go to Congress, remember, they are fighting for things in their district and trying to get earmarks and things for their district, because that's what's going to bring them votes. So when you say to Congress, well, you know, the VA needs X amount of money, and there's a pot of money, they're not giving up that money in their districts that are going to get them votes for us. And that's the reality, and that's the truth. Now, whether people will admit to it, I don't know. I guess the best way is track their votes, track how much money gets put towards veterans, look at the latest study that says the VA is still crumbling and in grave trouble, and veterans, once again, you know, the most ignored minority in this country.
So what about this new site that the board has set up? It's over by, like, the 91 freeway a little bit. It's kind of like on the edge of Orange. It's a big, huge... I mean, they called it the Yosemite of Orange County when the Irvine Company donated it.
It's
that same track of land that we're talking about.
It's a gorgeous site. It's on off of...
Gypsum Canyon Road?
Yeah, Gypsum Canyon Road and the 91. And I think that, just so again, so thankful to the Board of Supervisors for thinking about this. I think this is probably going to become the most viable alternative, although we encourage Irvine to continue to do what they're doing. But I don't know where they're going to find $95 million.
How much does it cost at this site, or how will that work?
It's tough to say. But see, we already have the land there that's already been. So it's already set. There's no need for any toxic cleanup. It's ready to go. And so it'll be a lot less money. And also, the most important thing is, you know, you got to have cemetery land. There's no land for a civilian cemetery now. So it's been turned over to the cemetery district. This seems to be a better, smarter path, but we'll wait. We'll wait and see.
So, like, what happens? I mean, wait and see for what?
Well, I think the one thing is very shortly. I know VALOR will be making a decision, you know, very shortly as to where we're going to support it. I mean, we're glad to see Irvine do it, but I think we're at a crossroads and we got to make some choices.
What was it take for you guys to go to Irvine? I mean, you're talking about $95 million. And in this case, what's the infrastructure? Because it is blank land, but you don't have roads or any of the
of
infrastructure.
People told me that. They said, well, look, we got road problems. So I went there. You get off the 91 freeway, get off at, I think it is Gypsum Canyon. Mm-hmm. There's a main road there.
Yeah, there's an old
road. I mean, it's there. I don't. Then there's another road that takes you back to the freeway, or it can go back on the other. I mean, there'll be infrastructure issues, but nothing like it's been tossed around.
What's your sense? When will we know in Orange County? When is somebody who's an aging veteran who's thinking about making plans, when would that person know to say, you know, I don't have to go to Riverside. I don't have to go some other place?
I think we're going to know within the next 6 months. I think we'll know very, very soon.
Is there anything that you think will move it in one direction or another, or there's a state?
Well, I think it's what we've been saying all along, which the Veterans Alliance of Orange County has been screaming at the top of our lungs all along, is, look, $95 million is a lot of money to get in the public sector. It's very unlikely that that's going to come to fruition. unless maybe there's some angel donor out there. Maybe Don Brenn will come up with $95 million.
What about in the county situation? How would the money come about?
Oh, because that's part of the cemetery district. And as you know, part of your tax dollars goes to the cemetery district. So the cemetery district, you know, has the necessary money, of course, to begin to do that.
And they've been looking for land for years.
Oh, for years.
I met with them a long time ago because they have been running out of basically spaces for poor people to be buried.
Yes, for years.
Do you have any sense of some vets I've talked to said, oh, I don't want to split a cemetery with other people. I just want a vet cemetery. What's your take on that? I mean, do you think it matters? You can have one wing goes, one road goes one way.
I don't think it
does. It matter you're sharing it in a sense?
Well, listen, if you were to give people, you know, $100 bills, you're going to have some people go, hey, look, man, I want mine crispy. So I don't think it's going to matter in the end.
What do you say to some veterans who will say that the cemetery should be on the original El Toro base? It shouldn't be any other place. You know, I want to be buried there.
Well, that's mainly Marines that are saying that. So, and I am a Marine, because a lot of the Army vets and other, they don't have that closeness to the... I flew out of El Toro on my way to Vietnam, and I'm fine to be buried in a veteran cemetery somewhere else. And I think to vets that say that, I say, well, find us the $95 million and, you know...
Why does it matter to be buried in a veteran cemetery as opposed to any other cemetery?
I think for veterans, finding our final resting place with our brothers and sisters, to rest there with them, to be with them, to have our souls, you know, departed together, is something that is a very, very peaceful and restful thought.
Nick Berardino, President of Valor Veterans Alliance of Orange County. As always, thank you for your contributions, not only in combat, but in peace. It's always a pleasure to see you and have you drop by. Make sure to stop by and like us on iTunes. You can check out lots of archived episodes and get a sense of the voices that make up the vibrant place that is Orange County. At the same time, in the meantime, stop by the Facebook page. Let us know what you like about the newsroom, what you don't like. This newsroom is here for you.